This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Words addressed to Lincoln. To take care that the laws be faithfully executed, lest the people of the United States are no longer living under a government of laws. That was the Chief Justice of the United States, 84-year-old Roger B. Taney, taking President Lincoln to task for ignoring his court ruling to release a man arrested by presidential authority against the rule of law known as habeas corpus. Lincoln ignored Chief Justice Taney. He did not respond, reply, or release the man. This is extraordinary, and it is one reason opponents of Lincoln mocked him, calling him King Abraham. Early in his career as a lawyer, Lincoln had gone to great lengths to urge people to obey Supreme Court rulings even when they disagreed with them. When this Chief Justice Taney ruled that black people did not even count as people in court, Lincoln, furious as he was, said we must obey this ruling even as we try to change it, which he eventually did. The rule of law was really Lincoln's first religion. So maybe there is something in the spiritual life of Lincoln, rather than in his legal mind, that can help us understand how and why he chose to ignore the nation's chief justice. There was another president who chose to ignore a chief justice. That was Andrew Jackson, who famously said of a very important ruling by Justice John Marshall that he, Marshall, has made his decision, now let him enforce it. Jackson not only ignored the Chief Justice, he mocked his powerlessness. Andrew Jackson, recently praised as a swashbuckling president, was, like Lincoln, accused of being King Andrew. When swashbuckling Andrew Jackson decided to ignore his Chief Justice, it was because Jackson wanted to continue the ethnic cleansing of the South by removing the Native American Indians from their lands. Eventually, over 125,000 Indians were forced to migrate. One out of every four died, mothers and children included. The Cherokee people had taken Jackson to court and had won, according to Chief Justice John Marshall. But eventually the law is only as good as the people's willing virtue to enforce it. And Jackson and his policy of Indian extermination was popular enough that he got away with truly breaking the law. When Lincoln ignored his Chief Justice, he was trying to save the Union at a temporary cost of some civil liberties. He knew it was dangerous, but he said, "We cannot have all the laws put in danger by enforcing one law, that of habeas corpus." Lincoln was tragically pragmatic and knew that some laws had to be enforced and others not for the time being, if the larger purpose of the nation's survival was to be accomplished. So, in our difficult history, we end up here with two presidents who looked nearly kingly at times and who only can finally be judged by how we see their values, their spirit, their goals, and their hopes. And it is in that spiritual light that Lincoln gives us a torchlight in the dark caves of law and government to light us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.